My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. He represents the Golden State's 48th Congressional District. We've had him on many times to have him discuss his views on various debates going on related to immigration reform. That's one of the biggest topics right now, and report after report seems to suggest that more and more Republicans think this is an issue that they can get behind finally, and comprehensive immigration reform, pathway to citizenship, all of these phrases frequently being promoted by members of party leadership as well as the Republican National Committee in recent days. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
From the report assessing why things didn't go well in the 2012 election from the perspective of Republicans, one of the recommendations is to embrace comprehensive immigration reform. Not a lot of specifics there. You've got the regular supporters of this type of reform, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, but also conservatives like Marco Rubio and Jeff Flake now saying that they're on board with this as well. The way the narrative is going is that this is basically going to happen. It's a done deal. Is that an accurate description of this momentum?
No, it's not, because they've left out one major group of people that has to be part of the equation. It's called the American people. And the American people fully understand that legalizing the status, so when you're talking about comprehensive immigration reform, all you're really talking about is legalizing the status of probably 15 to 20 million illegals that are in this country. And the American people know that will do nothing but bring in millions more, and all with all the problems of crime, of consuming very scarce education, healthcare dollars, etc., that this will be a disaster for them. So although there are a few Republican, quote, leaders who are giving in to this just onslaught of propaganda trying to convince them that this is going to help the Republican Party. Now, the average people out there are against it, and Republicans will understand that when it starts coming to a vote, because the people will rise up against it.
Why do you think some of these people who hadn't been in this camp before are in there now? Is it just about attracting Hispanic votes?
Well, they have been told over and over and over again that by being a little looser when it comes to legalizing the status, meaning giving the amnesty to illegals, that we would then get more votes from the Hispanic community. There is nothing. There is no proof of that whatsoever. That's just something that's been said so often that it's now becoming, unfortunately, accepted by in most circles. Well, that's because even the Democrats say it. Well, why would the Democrats want to help the Republicans then? So unfortunately, we've had Republicans now who it's been told them over and over and over again so adamantly that they're beginning to believe what is totally false.
And among those Republicans who are embracing this idea, with the exception of Marco Rubio, who has made border security a condition for anything else in the legislation, most have been talking more about the pathway to citizenship, quote unquote, than about securing the border. How do you react to that?
Well, first of all, there is no securing the border if you grant legalize the status, if you give amnesty. You can't secure the border once you have given people a huge incentive to cross the border and come here illegally. We have, you just can't build a fence a bit tall enough and a ditch deep enough to keep people out if you're going to say you and your family are going to receive a treasure house of benefits and jobs and things like that if you just get across the border. So even Rubio's position is wrong, that there is no securing the border if you legalize the status. So it doesn't make any difference what you're trying to say. Well, once you strengthen the border, then you can do your legalizing the status. That doesn't go, because as soon as they legalize the status, there's more pressure on the border.
How will you and others who essentially hold your position on this issue reach out to the American people to explain to them essentially what you just said about the Rubio position and other Republicans on this, and how will you hope to marshal what you believe is still the majority opinion in America about and have them have their voices heard on Capitol Hill?
Well, we have got to make sure that we don't just talk softly and express our opinions with due courtesy and respect. People need to act with outrage. They certainly need to be courteous to people. but they certainly don't need to keep their voices low. The elected officials, especially in the Republican Party, need to hear from their constituents that if they're doing something this detrimental to the American family, where healthcare, scarce healthcare dollars and scarce education dollars, scarce jobs are end up in the hands of people who've come here illegally, unless people scream out at their elected official, the elected official may not get the word. So that's what we all have to do. We all have to raise our voice, be courteous, but raise our voice and be adamant about the importance of this issue to the support that someone will get in the upcoming elections.
We've obviously talked about this issue, you and I, in the past, Congressman, and you said a moment ago that there's no evidence that more Hispanic votes would be coming to Republican candidates if Republicans got behind this idea. In fact, you've told us before that a lot of Hispanics, particularly legal Hispanics in this country, do not support this whatsoever. Go into that in a little more detail.
Well, if first of all, we know that we're getting about 25% to 30% of the Hispanic vote. And if you calculate that, that goes right along with the income level, because Hispanics are basically in a lower income level, most of them. But as they get wealthier, if they go into the upper middle class, they vote Republican just like anybody else. So, but the ones that we're talking about that were out there who live in the and Mexican American and the Cuban American and other Hispanic American communities, those people understand that this influx of illegals has had a worse impact on them than anybody else. Whose jobs are they taking? Well, they're taking the jobs of the people in those below median income American citizens who happen to be Hispanic. What schools are they going into? They're going into the same community schools that our American citizens are in, and now their own kids then are their education is being diluted. What about health care dollars? There's very few, you know, limited health care dollars in the United States, and now we have the people coming in and using emergency services and draining money away. Who's being hurt? A lot of Mexican Americans who depend on that. So we are, and not to say only that, but the jobs that are available are getting sucked up, or the price that they're being paid for labor is being bid down. Who does that hurt? It hurts the people in those working class neighborhoods. So the unions in this in our country have betrayed their own union membership, and we've got to understand that the American family includes Hispanics, Asians, Anglos, and everything else. But we have to be loyal to those Americans rather than to people who've come here illegally.
Congressman, as we exit here, you mentioned before that in no way do you think this is inevitable just because there's a big media push and some Republicans are going along with this. How do you expect this to play out over this next year or this Congress?
It's up to the American people. It really is. They will activate and they will speak loudly and aggressively on this issue to their elected official. If every time there's a town hall meeting that people are screaming and yelling, being courteous, not cutting somebody off, but raising their voice and saying how important it is, then we can turn the tide. But if the American people continue to sort of shrug their shoulders or go along with stupid arguments like, well, first we're going to control the border, then we're going to give the amnesty to these people, no, that won't work. Like I say, as soon as you legalize the status, you're sending another message to come on over. So anyway... I think that we've got to. It's up to us. Will it happen? Are we the patriots of every race, religion, and ethnic group in this country going to step up and say that we are part of the same family? We're going to fight for this family, or are they going to go along with this effort to bring in a bunch of foreigners to take the jobs and the benefits that belong to Americans?
Congressman, we'll be watching, and I know you'll be a prominent voice in this debate. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you very much, and we have to learn the lessons of the past. Remember, this isn't the first time that there's been an amnesty, and I think it was 1986 when there was the amnesty before, and we brought that 3 million people that we naturalized then ended up bringing in about 15 million more. So now if we legalize the status of 15 million more, we're talking about 50 million people swarming into our country that wouldn't be here otherwise. We can't let that happen.
California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher represents his state's 48th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.